believe you didn't listen to the second podcast, Mike. Didn't do your homework.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Punch somebody in the face. All the way from Ohio, it's Mike Adams, Russo Hughes, Justin Wasson, and this is The Break-Ins. Hey, we're back for week three of The Break-Ins. If you were confused by the opening intro / breaking glass sound effects, which hopefully isn't too loud. And this week we have a special guest, Mike Adams.
Yes, Mike Adams is here only for a limited 1 week appearance. So,
back from the Ukraine. How was it?
Oh, the Ukraine was ridiculous, man. I don't know if there's any other way to put it. Crazy, and you know, there's still a little bit of communism going on over there. I really don't know what else to say.
Hot chicks?
Yes, a lot.
So what I was thinking we could talk about is our different approaches to getting our ideas down, writing, if you will.
So Bruce, how do you do your writing style? How do you come up with your ideas and everything?
Well, in the last couple of pages where it's been Clubber's mom and dad talking, I did it different. I broke my methodology. Before, I would just come up with an idea either when taking a shower, or mowing the lawn, or making poo or something, and then I'd keep it in the back of my head, and then I would start drawing panels around that idea, just based on the vague plot. Nothing's written down yet. I would piece the panels together in what I thought was a coherent fashion, pencil, ink, as I was penciling and inking in the kind of the margins of the pencils. I would pencil in little one-liners, little things I thought was clever here and there. Mm-hmm. And then when it came to the lettering stages, I would then fill in between the one-liners. But that changed with the latest couple of pages. I actually wrote everything out.
Oh, really?
Just trying to be clever, I thought I should give these people actual voices. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to hope it made a difference.
Mike, what's your writing style?
Well, it's different writing for all of us, because usually when we go through and do the writing, or we'll at least come up with, like, you know, the basic plot of the pages, and after you get me the pencils or the inks, whichever you happen to have done at the time, I go through and I make my own little word bubbles usually about what I like, or what I think they should be saying, and sometimes I'll do a couple different drafts of that, then I'll write it out separately on a piece of paper. You know, page one, panel one, I guess. Isn't that the Marvel style, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, where you come up with a plot, and then the art is done, and then you fill in the dialogue.
Right, yeah, so I guess that's kind of the way I do it. I mean, like, for some of the stuff that I just have written that's obviously not been done or anything, I just have a book where it's just page after page after page of what I think should be, how a panel should look or a page should look and stuff like that. So I guess it's pretty generic, I guess, for most people then. That's how most people do it. What about you, Justin?
Depending on the book I write, depends on my writing style. If I'm writing more of a superhero story, I might go Stan Lee-ish or sci-fi. It just depends. I'll kind of try to mimic some of my favorite people. I actually don't know if I have my own writing style. I'm just trying to keep it towards the genre.
Right. So based on the genre, you change the not just the style and the format, but you change your entire approach to writing?
Sometimes, yeah. Gemini Serials, I would I would either write a full script for the issue, or I would just do a loose plot. A lot of my writing comes from drawing, though. I draw a lot of my ideas first in sketch format, and then I write from that sometimes.
You'll draw, you'll just kind of sketch something, and then be like, oh, if he was saying this right there, and then you kind of add it into the way you would do it?
Right, or I've even gone further where I've drawn just pages and then written it later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and that's...
Did that work?
Yeah. I mean, they all work. It just depends on how I'm feeling and what kind of book I was writing at the, or working on at the time.
So, when we're working on a book, and, you know, as you're drawing stuff, I know you usually like to think that you draw something and you say, well, I think he should say this right here. You specifically draw for them to say a certain line or have an action, you know what I mean?
Occasionally I do. That's why I don't put much into the scripting part.
Right.
Because there are certain notes where I think they should say this, and you know, person A says to person B said lines.
Right. But I mean, sometimes we've done it one way where you thought it should have been that way, and like page one of issue one, I did it a completely different way.
Right. And it was worked.
Right. I still like that page. I don't know why. I had a lot of fun writing that, just that one page. It was great.
Who was in the page?
Tim, and it was all dialogue from his daughter, and just like explaining just a brief concept of, you know, the book, and then the actions of which Tim was doing and everything, and how he is kind of a reckless guy, but yet he's also a very well-rounded leader.
So what about ideas? Where do you get your ideas from?
Which person? Are you talking to Bruce or myself?
Both. Shoot him.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Whenever I'm alone, really. Well, sometimes I can't go to sleep. The comic I did many, many moons ago, the Red Fox at Kinderhook, I couldn't go to sleep. I stayed up until like 4 in the morning looking at my ceiling. And I kept thinking of this random stuff. And I literally jumped out of my bed, ran upstairs, and wrote it all down. Some other ideas, like a lot of the clobber stuff comes to me when I'm mowing the yard. I love mowing my yard. Just walking with the push mower, headphones on, listening to music that I've heard 1,000 times before. And I
still enjoy it.
Yeah, I think the more you listen to a piece of music, the less you hear it. Ergo, the more it turns on certain parts of your brain.
Does that make sense?
You're not listening to it anymore. It's comforting and it stimulates other things.
I get a lot of my ideas when I'm listening to music, and when I'm also reading. When I see something, I'm like, I like the way they wrote that panel out, or I like, you know, something visually about it. Even movies sometimes. But a lot of it from reading and listening, or listening to music, and it's certain types of music too. Like I listen to a lot of heavy metal music, but I don't get a lot of my ideas from listening to heavy metal music. Like, it's when I'm listening to music where there's some kind of overlaying story or some kind of concept album behind it, where I start thinking, how would I write this as, like, an actual story as opposed to just, you know, a song? And then I get a lot of ideas through it that way.
I get my ideas in the shower.
Yeah, you get good ideas in the shower, too. Great ideas, actually.
Yeah, most of the... Something's kind of zen-like thing about the water. I can see most pages in the shower.
Do you ever just take a shower specifically to try to get an idea?
Yes. Sometimes I dream up ideas. The Alice three-parter that
I did.
I dreamt up the entire first issue, the last page of the second issue, and the first page of the third issue. And that came to me in a dream. And I woke up, and it took me about a year or two to do it all, but because I would go back and forth to it. But I mean, I had it all in my head from a dream.
So what you're basically saying is, if the three of us had our creative studio, if you will, we would need a pretty big lawn,
a
push lawnmower, a good sized shower with probably a really good water bill, and probably a computer that had probably about close to a terabyte worth of music on it.
I would name the studio the Pigeon Farm.
How do you guys deal with people coming up and saying, hey, I have an idea of your book?
I always shoot them down instantly and say, well, you know, that's cool, but I'm working on my own stuff right now. Thanks.
I don't want to take somebody else's idea. One, because then you have to credit them as an idea, and not that just because I'm selfish about it, but it kind of is. But two, you like to keep your ideas your own, and you don't want to, if somebody comes up and you're like, God, that's a good idea. Why did you have to tell me about that? I would have came up with that myself, you know?
Oh, I know. I try to avoid people telling me, you know, suggestions, and it looks kind of snobby. Yeah.
Well, I got no problem just sitting there pretending to listen.
NIP, no idea policy.
There's a third policy now.
The NIP.
The NIP. Nip it.
Justin, is there anything that you have started that you would like to go back to, or an idea that you wanted to do but just haven't realized how you really wanted to do it yet?
Yeah, I still haven't finished the Call to Arms story. I have no idea how to finish it now.
I got some ideas for you, actually, so...
NIP, baby. NIP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh, you're shooting down Mike.
I know. That's a Gemini thing. It's not
Gemini.
A Wine Comics.
Yeah.
That's Justin's baby. That's going to be... I was going back, and I was reading your Call to Arms stuff the other day, and I'm really wanting to see more.
Me too. But, and then there's a couple different characters I want to go back to. And
like, out of your Gemini serials? How about this? Is there something that you haven't done yet that you wanted to do, but you just haven't gotten around to doing it, or you're not sure how you'd want to do it? I guess that's the question.
Yeah, my heroes that... can't get a job because of unemployed heroes. Too many. We talked about this one time. And I was thinking, wow, I might be able to do even more now because of the situation, you know.
What's that called?
Po' Man Hero.
Oh.
No, and I just made that up.
No, I was thinking like The Amazing Layoffs or something like that.
Yeah, NIP. as I'm writing this down,
that was a smack in the face, Bruce.
Nipped. I got nipped.
I love that. That's great.
When it comes to writing, is there any times that you feel that your ideas have been shifted away that you really liked?
I'm trying to think of any moment in particular, between the writing process between you, Ray, and I.
Yeah.
There's been some things where, and I think it happens with a lot of people, and it's also what happens when you write in a group of people, where you have an idea that you really like, and you like it so much that it may not actually fit to where you think it should be. And then when somebody just says, no, we're going to do this instead, you think, well, why aren't you doing my idea? And then it just becomes... basically sucking it up and not being selfish about it, and it's everybody's book and not just yours. If it was my own thing, I would probably just go ahead and do it, because then I would have my own my own say at it. But with writing as people, it's a pick your battles thing. You can't argue over every page just so your writing
you can,
is the one that shines. Right, exactly. I really want to be selfish about it, but at the same point in time, I think other people should have the chance to shine too.
Have you felt that way, Bruce? When you were working on a team?
Yeah, but I always won. And looking back, that was probably a bad thing, but I don't know. It's whoever has the strongest will, and no one sees themselves as a villain, no one sees themselves as wrong. You have diametrically opposing opinions because of every event that's happened in your life leading up to that point. We all have different ideas of what's cool. I don't know, I just like winning, so I push the point until I win. I don't always consider the other person's opinion. Most of the time, the other person's stupid.
I'm going to remember this. So I can win.
Me and you have had arguments and discussions before.
I know.
But you guys have never worked on something together, though, really.
This is why.
Never will.
What?
And we probably never will.
This is why right here.
We are both so headstrong.
No, well, here's a question for you guys. Let's say the two of you decided to do a project together. Could you see your guys doing something where one would write one issue and one would draw with one issue, and then you would switch on the next one? Or do you think that would be really tedious?
I don't know if a story could be written to include both of our styles and make it make sense. I've tried inking Justin's stuff before, and I don't think he cared much for it.
As you have to, I tried with yours, and you didn't like it.
Well, you guys have really two different styles. I mean,
actually, there is a way that you could do it. You can do either different universes, jumping back and forth.
Right.
Past tense, and
Future. Oh, like a
flashbacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the last thing I was.
Or you can even do it how
part of it took place in the past and part of it took place in the present.
You can even do it how someone sees something.
Oh yeah, like through the eyes of somebody else.
Right.
Through the eyes of a child.
I'm trying to think of.
So there, I mean, there are ways to do it.
I'm coming across this Tom Strong for some reason where they would go to different areas and somebody else would draw it differently. I'm thinking of the Tesla Strong one where she was going through the multiverse, basically.
No, they would do that in Tom Strong as well.
Okay,
it wasn't just always Sprouse. They would have a guest artist that would draw whatever time period.
Cartoony or something along that line.
Whatever fit the time period.
Oh, actually, they did that kind of with, the Rob Liefeld book that Chris Sprouse started working with Alan Moore on.
Supreme. Yeah, it was a Rick Veach, I can't say his last name.
Veach.
Rick Veach.
Yeah.
He would do, that's right.
Sorry, give my plug to Chris Sprouse, because I like Chris Sprouse.
there was a comic that Joe Casey wrote. I can't remember who was the main artist on it, but Jim Lee did the comic book within the comic. The comic itself was about a group of people with abilities going to like a superhero high school, learning how to be superheroes. Mm-hmm. And one of the main characters, Punchy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he read a comic book in the comic. And the comic he read was drawn by Jim Lee.
That's pretty cool.
So there'd be a couple of pages of Jim Lee art, or just a couple of panels or two here and there.
Let's go back to the studio idea. What kind of ground rules do you think there should be, Justin?
Rules. I would think that there would have to be some kind of chart to dictate getting things done.
Like a flow chart?
I don't know anything about flow or Alice or
maybe
Mel.
Maybe like a keep on task chart. As in, like, this gets done today. You're very around the doing something around a schedule now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd rather work scheduled than, because I can work that way.
Right.
If you say, hey, Justin, I need you to get this done, I'll get it done.
Yeah. So if I was to say, Justin, by next week I want 3 pages, you would do it?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you'd do it just based on Mike saying it. I think you need events.
No, I would have to believe. No, see, that's the thing. I have to believe that there's some kind of repercussions for me not doing it. So if Mike said, you know, if I don't believe in Mike's statement, then, yeah, I'm not going to do it.
So if I was to say, Justin, get 3 pages done by next week or else I don't do the next podcast, you would probably not draw it then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a lot of fun last week.
Justin?
Yeah.
And by a lot of fun, you mean not a lot of fun, right?
He was miserably giddy.
Miserably giddy.
You'll see.
I wanted you to use the Soul Asylum song, Frustrated Incorporated, last week. I forgot
to tell
you
that. I have. Bruce does 2 pages, but it's a tie into a big story. But I wonder if I could do small stories. I don't know.
Like, what do you mean? Like, do your own
Wednesday
weekly series?
Yeah, but just one page arcs.
It's not really an arc, then, is it?
Well, you haven't seen how I draw it.
48 panels.
Is this a Gemini Serials, or is this a Whack Comic collaboration?
Gemini.
Okay.
You need to buy yourself some drawing books there, Mike.
Apparently.
Or maybe it's a plain Jane, which can float to any company I choose at the time.
P&J, we'll call it peanut butter and jelly, but it's plain Jane instead.
You could draw, Mike. I'm sure you have it in you.
Oh, I don't know about that, man.
I draw something.
Yeah, space is calling.
Thanks, buddy.
When is space?
It's already passed.
Oh, crap.
Oh, that's a shame.
I think Clobber would have done well at space.
I don't know.
It's pretentious enough sounding.
It's true, but But is it arrogant enough and bold enough to say, screw you to the rest of the comic world?
Maybe if we bundled it with the podcast, yeah.
Or we insult space.
That would be ridiculous.
Here's your free MP3.
There you go.
But you have to go down to another, or you have to go to a website to download it.
Yeah. Here's the URL. Print it out.
You know, we've all established that we have different writing styles, and actually, if anything, I'm more interested in working together more, maybe doing some kind of collaborative project to see if we could actually do it or not.
Right.
But not pulling each other away from our already existing projects.
No, that's what I'm saying, the breakdowns and the finishes and stuff like that.
Right, I'm actually kind of curious what it'd be like to work from a breakdown that you've done. To see your breakdown and work off of it. So.
Yeah. And what about you, Bruce? Would you like to try to work off of one of Justin's breakdowns then?
I'm not concerned so much about working off of his breakdowns or his pencils. I think the subject matter is more important than who starts what or who lays down what. Hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because if it's about, like, you know, runway models, in the tropics, then no matter who does the breakdowns for that, I'm going to struggle. Because attractive women are not my thing.
You can't George Perez it, is what you're saying?
No.
But have you ever listened to him? He loves to draw women. I mean, it's crazy how much he just loves to draw women.
Sam Keith? Same way.
Yeah, but George Perez does a really good job.
Are you knocking Sam Keith?
I would never knock Sam Keith. I guess I'm not too familiar with, aside from Max.
You didn't think Julie in that was attractive?
She's okay.
What the hell is wrong with you, Mike?
George Perez puts a lot of time and effort into his women, man. He will look at a panel for an hour and a half trying to figure out how he wants to do the hair.
His Scarlet Witch looks like Cher.
Are you talking about JLA Avengers?
Yeah.
I can see that a little bit. Justin, any thoughts on drawing women? Real quick.
I cannot draw a woman to save my life.
Yes, you can.
I can draw an excellent Plain Jane and Stella.
That's a nice one.
I really don't have a big drawing style. I just kind of... you know, I don't get feedback and I really hate my life. No. That I guess I just kind of just write as in the moment, and if I write, you know, a narrative, I write a narrative, and if I'm writing the story the Marvel way, I guess, is to use the generic term, then that's how I write it. And that I really like 60s, 70s-ish sci-fi stuff, and that's one of the projects I would really like to work on. Like, I have an idea for a really interesting sci-fi story, but we'll talk about that on another day, too.
Aquaman needs to be respected a little more than he is.
Mm-hmm.
Comics, work in progress. Enjoy it for the most part. I would like to see Justin draw a lot more. And Mike, maybe do some decoupage.
Decoupage?
Yeah. That's where you cut out a little piece of paper and glue it to a table.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I totally agree with you guys.
He's just saying that because of last week.
What's that?
I went into this incredibly depressing thing last week, and he put music underneath it from the Incredible Hulk, and then it's just him giggling. It's just him giggling and saying, "I completely agree with you, Bruce."
But anyway, I have to get up here so I can get some sleep. So.
All right, you go get off.
Leave and sleep. I'll see you. See you guys on the internet.
Yes, I will catch you guys around. And Justin, I will see you tomorrow.
Something like that.
All right.
Call on.
You guys have a good morning/evening. So.
Bye.
Yep, good night, fellas.
Good night.
Bye. You're a horrible person.